Hello and welcome to our podcast about immigration in Europe. We are from Scotland, Germany, Estonia, Finland and Italy, and we're going to answer some questions on how immigration will change in 20 years. First, we will talk about how borders will change in 20 years.
In 20 years, do you think the country's borders in Europe will be more or less controlled?
So, in my opinion, if you look at nowadays situation, you probably should think that there will be more control on the borders. You know, you are from Scotland, so you know something about Brexit, actually, as we Italians know. And we have seen that in these days there is a big issue about the border from Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland. So if you think that you got this kind of problem in a state that is a union, you think that it is very difficult not to have that kind of problems on borders in the years. But you also have to think about that politics nowadays is something that changes really, really fast. So you cannot rely on what is happening now to forecast what is going to happen. You just have to make your best to avoid all the situation that can make harm to people. As regards the borders, I don't think that borders it's an harm to people if they are not walls. If you think that borders are walls, they can harm people because you just choose who is who can be richer or perfect for your country, and you can choose who is good and who is not. But if you think that borders is something that you use only for arrange something or to better manage something, this can be good. So I think that in the 20 years, if you look at the present situation, you have borders that are more controlled, but we have to do our best so that borders are not walls, but are simply a means to manage the life of the cities of the Europe and all the other countries, thinking about what are the principles of Europe. The principle of Europe or principle very linked to human rights, and Europe was born on the Second World War. So if you think that you have got these 70 years of peace in Europe, you cannot permit to the fear of the other, the fear of something that can happen by permitting people to come to Europe to destroy this dream. So if you really believe in the European ideals, I think that even if there will be borders that are stricter, you have to make that borders work for the health and for the wealth of the people.
Okay, thank you. In 20 years, how do you think people will feel towards immigrants?
So even in this case, if you think that nowadays, immigrants are seen as people who are criminal, in Italy, people who can make terrorism attack or something. But if you look more specifically, sometimes this is very linked to the prejudice that you got towards some type of immigrants. You have not that kind of prejudice on the richest immigrants. So I think that practically it's not about immigration, it's about the poorest people. I think that maybe there will be some problems in the perception of immigrants, but we have a great and big tradition of integration, both in Italy and then in the European countries. So I think that it is something about the capability of the state governments, and in particular of the European Union, to be a strength and to be stronger enough to make people of the especially lower part of the society to understand that immigrants are not somebody who's stealing your job or is stealing your families or your values, but it's something that is enriching your countries. So I think that in 20 years it will be really fundamental to avoid the fear of the diversity, and it's actually something that we have already seen. You know, history in Italian, you say that history is a circular thing. So there are things that happens in 10 years, in 20 years, and they repeat and repeat. So if you go back to with your mind to the ancient Rome or to the medieval history, you see that the fear of immigrants is something that is very linked to the fear of the people in each country to be not safe anymore. So you just have to educate people not to be feared by this, the things that they don't know, and it will be easier if the governments, especially the local governments, make something in the schools.
Okay, thank you very much.
So in 20 years' time across Europe, there could be a border between Northern and Southern Ireland, and also it will probably become increasingly harder to travel and import, export goods from the UK to elsewhere in Europe.
Brexit will also maybe increase the likelihood of Scottish people wanting to stay in with England due to fear because they have already left the rest of Europe. However, Scotland may decide to leave the UK if it means that they could get back into the EU. Borders could also be taken away between European countries.
Europe may become less integrated due to the refugee crisis. It's getting much harder to bring good workers in from the rest of the EU.
Next, we will talk about how languages will change in 20 years.
In the whole of Europe in 20 years, we believe that we will all speak perfect English. This will make it easier to communicate between countries. In order, European people will learn more than one language, which could mean that less well-known language, for example, Finnish, will become more popular. However, this could be also become less popular than other European languages, for example, French.
In Scotland, studying languages other than English is becoming less important due to people thinking that the rest of the EU can speak English, so there is no need to learn other languages.
In Germany, English is quite a popular language for people to learn. But we aren't sure if this will change in the next 20 years.
In Finland, people aren't learning any other language apart from English, so languages are becoming less important.
In Estonia, languages are becoming less popular. Some people learn Russian.
In Italy, English is taught in most schools. In this school, people have to study two languages. In Italy, language have become more popular. English is becoming more and more popular in all countries.
Now we will talk about the change of culture in 20 years. There will be more people eating food from other cultures or countries. Music in Germany, many people are listening to Albanian music due to it becoming more popular, which is the same for most other countries.
We think that countries will keep their own traditions, but will add things which we like and have picked up from other countries because of more people coming in from abroad, for example, Korea or Africa. We think that our countries will become more varied and diversified than before.
Lastly, we will talk about education change in 20 years.
In the UK, we think that people will be encouraged to learn other languages so we can communicate with people in other foreign countries. We think that other countries won't focus on learning English as a second language, but will focus on other languages such as French.
In universities, it will be easier to study in other countries, but the content will be the same as it is just now. In school, they might not learn as much about other countries and more about the history of their country.
Thank you very much for your attention.